Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, let us continue on to the third part of the Haggadah, starting with the words, Rab Gamliel hoyo oimel, kol shloi omar shloisha dvorim eilu ba'pesach, lo yotzo yedei chivosoi. Which is taken straight out of the Mishnah in the 10th Perek of Psochim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah has an abridged version of what Rab Gamliel says, and the Baal Haggadah has the extended version. What is Rabbi Gamliel coming to tell us? We're almost finished Magid, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we're about to eat the mitzvahs of the night, called Pesach, Matzah, and Moro. We all know that mitzvahs tzrichos kavono. In order to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have kavono that you're doing a mitzvah. If a person munches on some matzah and he thinks this tastes great, and it happens to be Pesach night, he will not be mekayim a mitzvah. He has to know that he's doing this because Hashem commanded him to do this mitzvah. So too is by all mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch says, by mitzvahs de'iraisa, it's me'akev. By mitzvahs de'rabbonon, l'chatchila, one should have it in mind. B'di'evet, one is yoitza without it. But beyond that, if a person wants to enhance the mitzvah even more, he'll have kavono why he's doing the mitzvah. Not only that Hashem commanded him to do the mitzvah, rather, what is the purpose? What is the point? Why did Hashem command about this mitzvah? And that is what Rabbi Gamliel is coming to do. He's coming to enhance our mitzvahs. If you didn't understand the following three explanations for the mitzvahs you're about to do, of course you are yoytzei, because mitzvah tzrichas kavana means that you're doing this because Hashem commanded you to do. But you weren't yoytzei the greatest mitzvah that you could possibly do. It's not about saying the words Pesach, Matzo, Moroil. It's about understanding the explanation of these mitzvahs. In order so when you eat these mitzvahs, you should have the proper thoughts in mind. Pesach, why do we eat a korban Pesach? Why? Because the word Pesach comes from the word posach, to skip over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over. Now there are two pshotim. What does that mean, he skipped over? Either it means he skipped over the Jewish houses. He went from Mitzri house to Mitzri house to kill the Bechorim, and he skipped over the Jewish houses and did not kill the Bechorim, or he skipped from Jewish house to another Jewish house, protecting the Bechorim, so the Malach HaMoves should not come and kill them. Shenemar v'amartem zevach Pesach ul Hashem. Why? He skipped over or skipped to the Bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, b'nog poyas Mitzrayim v'espotenu hitzil. When there was a magefa on the makas b'choyrois of Mitzrayim, and our houses were saved. That has to do with the story happening over there in that pasuk. Matzozu. Why do we eat matzo? Shonu oichlim al shum mo. Al shum shalo hispik b'tzeikom shalav yiseinu lehachmitz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, they had no time to let their dough rise. At sheniglo aleim melech malchei amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ugeolo. Shenema, v'yoifu es habotzik asher yotzim Mitzrayim, they baked the dough quickly. Ugois matzois, kiloi chometz. There was no time for it to rise. Ki goshu Mitzrayim, v'lo yochlu leismameya. They were thrown out, there was no time. V'gam tzedo lo yosum, they didn't prepare food for the road. Now let us remember, at the beginning of the Haggadah, we had a different pshat about what this matzah is about. This is a poor man's bread. It digests slowly. So therefore, the master would rather give this type of bread to a slave. He could feed him less. It will last longer. So what is the matzah? Is the matzah reminding us of the slavery in Mitzrayim? Or is the matzah reminding us of the freedom from Mitzrayim? The Teretz is, there are two sides to a matzah. Both kavonos are included in the matzah. Also, the bread of affliction and also the bread of freedom. Moor ze shonu oichlim. Al shumo. Al shum shem meiru ha-mitzrim es chayav yisin be-mitzrayim. the Mitzrayim bittered our life in Mitzrayim. Shenema v'imogru es chayim ba'avoido kosho. They made our lives bitter with hard work. Bechoymer uvilveinim, with cement and bricks. Uvachol avoido basode, all types of hard work in the field. Es kol avoido osom, all the work that they made us do. Asher ovdu bohem beforech, they made sure to do it in a back-breaking way. We have to remember the bitterness in order to appreciate the salvation. But don't forget to dip the matzah in mor oil. To dip the mor oil in charoises. And let us remember, even in bitter times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sweetens the bitterness also. That also we have to remember. Ad kan Rabbi Gamliel's preparation, preparing us what kavanos to have when we eat the Pesach matzah and mor oil. On to the next stage of the Agodah, a direct quote from the Mishnah in Psochim. B'chol doir v'doir chayv odom lirois es atzmoi, kilu hu yotzo mimitzrayim. Every generation, every leila seder, you have to see yourself that you are leaving Mitzrayim. What is this, a game? A show? I didn't leave Mitzrayim. My great-great-grandfather left Mitzrayim 3,338 years ago. What does that have to do with me? Says the Baal HaGadol, you're making a mistake. If you view this night as an historical event, you missed the boat. Yetzias Mitzrayim began then, but is not over yet, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill His promise and bring all Am Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdosh, and bring Moshiach. Until that happened, we're still on the way. We're closer to the end, closer than ever, but we're still on the way. Shenema v'igadato levincha b'yom olayim oil, b'avuze oso Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Hashem did it to me. Every generation we say the same sentence. Lo yesavu yiseinu bilvad goal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elo avu yisonu goalim moem. We are also being redeemed with them. We're in the middle of the process, which began by bris bein ha-besorim, all the way through going down to Mitzrayim and leaving Mitzrayim, and through all the trials and tribulations throughout the many years of Golus Am Yisrael went to, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back home in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shenema v'yisonu hoitzi mishon, leman hovi oisonu, os es lonu es oretz, ashanish ba'ala v'yisenu. And to illustrate this point, that we presently are leaving Mitzrayim, we're in the middle of the process, take a look at Sefer Shoftim, Perek Vov, Posuk Yud Beis. Posuk over there is talking about Am Yisrael was being oppressed by the Midyonim as a result of them being Oved Avodah Zarah. And they cried out to Hashem, and Hashem decided to save Am Yisrael. Vayero Elo Malach Hashem, Vayomer Elov, Hashem Imcho, Gibor Echoil. The Malach Hashem appears to Gidoin, and he tells him, Hashem Imcho, Hashem is with you, Gibor Echoil. Vayomer Elov Gidoin, Posegud Gimli says, Be Adoini, do me a favor. You're telling me Hashem is with us? Vayesh Hashem Imonu, if Hashem is with us, Vilomo Metzoasnu Kol Zois, why are all these terrible things happening to us from Midian and other nations? Where are all of His wondrous actions that our fathers told us? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But what happened now? Now Hashem has forsaken us, and He gave us in the hands of Midian. We're being tortured. Says Rashi, what is Gideon referring to when he says, Asher sipru lonu aviseinu lemo? Says Rashi, Pesach hoyo. It was the first day of Pesach. Omar lo, he says, Gideon to the Malach. Eme shikrani abo es ahalel. Last night my father told me the halel. We said halel. Hikrani means back in the day they used to do a back and forth. Veshomati v'shoyo oimrim. One of the kapitlach were when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and obviously Gidoin did a Leila Seder, and they ate matzah, and they ate wine, and they had a Korban Pesach, and they said, Mitzrayim. And now Hashem has forsaken us. Says Gidoin to the Malach, Im tzadikim oyu aviseinu, if our forefathers were tzadikim, yosu lanu bischusam, let us be saved in their merit. ואם רשויים היו, and if the people in Mitzrayim were רשויים, so כשם שעשו להם נפלויס of חינום, they got the wondrous ניסים for free, כן יעשה לנו. And therefore I'm asking you, dear Malach, ואיי כל נפלויס of, where are the wonders of Hashem? If I were the Malach, I would have slapped Gideon across the face. Mechutzef, you guys are being Oved Avodah Zarah, and you have tainus on me, why I put you in the hands of Midian? But no, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayifen Elov Hashem, until now the Malach is talking. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chvoido V'atzma turns to Gideon, and he tells him, Leich B'choychacho Zeh V'yishato Es Yisrael Mikaf Midian. Go with this power. Says Rashi, what power? Bekoyach haschus hazeh shelimadeto sanegoryo al bonai. You're a malamed sanegoryo, you spoke good about my children. With this, you will save Am Yisrael from Midian, haloi shlachticho. And the question begs, what limud schus, what limud sanegoryo did Gideon say about Am Yisrael? He turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Malach, with a taina. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, why are we suffering now? What kind of question is that? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the speech I want to hear. Your father did a great job in Leila Seidel. If this is the message you came out with, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and we didn't reach the end goal, that means we didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. We're in the middle of the process of leaving Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, by Bris Ben Absorim, I put you into Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out. I'll bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and I'll be your God. Where is that? Why is that not happening? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the words I want to hear. Those are words of emunah. Those are words of trusting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills His promise. Leich b'chaychacho zeh v'yishato es Yisrael nekaf Midian. You want to know if you did a good job with Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? If at the end of the Seder your child turns to you and he says, so Tati, where are we holding now? Where is the Geula holding? Are we almost there? On to the next stage of the Agoda. If you did a proper Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, the natural thing that should burst out of everybody at the Seder should be the following. Lefichach, therefore, anachnu chayovim lohoidois ulehalel veshabeach lefoer leroimeim lehader lenatzeach levorech lealei ulekales. So many lashonos of praising and exalting and thanking. Lemisha also lavuseinu velonu es kol anisim oelu, to the one who did all these nisim to our fathers. Hoitzionu me'avdus lecheirus, took us from slavery to freedom. Miyogoin lesimcha, from a tremendous yogoin to a tremendous simcha, umeiva leyoim toiv, umeafilo leyogodoil, umeshia belegula, and therefore, the noima lefonov, shiro chadosho, halleluko. And then, we say hallel. What's unique about hallel, by Leila Seidel, is that hallel consists of six prokem and tehillim, from kuf yud gimel through kuf yud ches. Two of them we say before the Shulchan Oirech, and the other four we say after. The first two kapitlach, Halol Avdei Hashem, and Betzei Yisrael Mitzrayim, and then we are finished Magid, for now. Stay up a whole night, but we have to eat the matzah by Chatzos. We pick up the cup that heard this whole story, and now this cup of wine is going to become part of our bloodstream. We say a bracha, ברוך אתה השם אלוהינו מלך העולם, אשר גאלנו וגאלנו אבותינו ממצרים, והגיענו ללילה הזה לאכול בו מצה ומורה. But don't stop there. כן השם אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, יגיענו למועדים ולרגול עם האחרים מהבואים לקרוצנו לשולם. שמחים בבניין עירך וששים בעבודתך. Because if we didn't get there, we did not leave מצרים yet. We're in the middle of a process. We need to get to the end goal. ונויכל שום מן הזבוכים ומן הפסוכים, אשר יגיע דומו מלכיר מזבחך על הרוצוי. The dam of the zvochim and the psochim will reach the mizbeach, And then, V'noide l'cho shir chodosh, then there'll be a new song, al gu'uloseinu, on the final gu'ulo, al p'dush nafsheinu, b'mehir ovi yomeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And then we drink the second cup of wine. Next on the agenda is the mitzvahs Eser D'Oraisa of Achilas Matzah on Leil Pesach. Beforehand, obviously, we have to wash our hands like we do whenever we eat bread. We make a brocha, amuitzi lechem in haoretz, and asher kedushonu mitzvot v'tzvonu al Achilas Matzah. Have two things in mind. Well, obviously, firstly, first and foremost, b'mekayim mitzvahs Eser D'Oraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to eat matzah on Pesach night. And what is the reason? Also because the lechem oini, the bread of affliction, and also the bread of ge'ula that Rabbi Gamliel told us about. This is the matzah that was on the Seder, on this table the whole time. It heard the whole story, it absorbed it. And now we're going to eat that matzah, the matzah of Emunah, and will become part of our bones. And then we move on to Moreh, which Bizman Hazeh, unfortunately, is Midrabonon, because it's dependent on Korban Pesach. We eat the Moreh, we dip in the Charoises, we remind ourselves of the bitterness in Mitzrayim, and even within the bitterness, Hashem showed us He was there. It's somewhat sweet. Then we move on to Koirech. Zecher l'Migdosh Kehilel, b'zman shebeis ha'Migdosh ha'kayom, they would take a matzah and put the Korban Pesach in it with the moroil. Their matzahs didn't look like our matzahs. They weren't crackers. They were lafot. And you put some shawarma, roasted meat, Korban Pesach in there with some lettuce. Ah! Geschmack. You lean back and you have a good sandwich of matzah, moroil, and Korban Pesach. Make sure to save room for Shulchan Oirech, Suras Yom Tif. And after you finish that, we come to Tzofun, which is the Avikoimon. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYokayom, the Korban Pesach would be served now for dessert. Bava Niseinu, we are not Zoicher to Korban Pesach, and therefore we take a piece of matzah, Zeicher to Korban Pesach, but that's what should be going through our mind. Halavai, we should be Zoicher to, instead of matzah, eat a Korban Pesach. Then we bench on the third cup of wine, we drink the cup of wine, and we move on to the fourth cup, which is going to be set over Hallel. But before that, we pour a kois shel Eliyo. What is the idea of a kois shel Eliyo? There's a machlokes rishonim. How many cups of wine should we be drinking on a Leila Seder? Is it 4 cups, like we do? Or is it 5 cups? Because there's another loshen of geula. Ve'veisi eschem el ha'oretz. Being that it's a machlokes rishonim, l'maisa we pass in 4 cups, but we pour another cup to show that that shita of the rishonim has a place, but we don't drink it. Eliyo HaNavi, when he comes, will tell us whether or not to drink 4 or 5 cups. While we're at it, we daven to Hashem and we say, Hashem should pour His wrath on the goyim that don't know who Hashem is. Even the Arabs that daven 5 times a day to Hashem, they daven 15 times a day. It's worthless because they're lo yada'ucha. Goyim that don't recognize Hashem's plan. They don't recognize that Hashem has chosen Am Yisrael as His chosen nation. They lo yada'ucha, they have no idea who Hashem is. They can say Allahu Akbar from today to tomorrow. It's worthless. Hashem doesn't hear it. They got the wrong address. Ki ochalas Yaakov es nedo yoishamu. Is that what Hashem wants you to do? To destroy, to kill Yidden? Destroy them. Chase them with your anger. Destroy them. And then we begin the fourth cup. First, we have to finish off Halal, the last 4 kapitlach. And then we don't suffice with the regular Halal. We say Halal Agodoil, which is the 26 kilo oilom chazdoi that we say in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Vov, when many of those phrases describing Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kiryas Yamsuf, and entering and conquering the nations of Eretz Yisrael. And then take a look at the Mishnah, at the end of Mishnah Zayin. After Mosgulu Koshlishi, Mavach al Mazoina, we did that. Revi Gomel of Halel, Voimarolo Birkas Ashir. What is Birkas Ashir? Machlukas Ameroim. Whether it's referring to Nishmas, what we say in Psuka de Zimra of Shabbos and Yom Tov, or is it referring to Yahalalucha Hashem Elokeinu Kol Maasecho, the Brocha at the end of Halel? And we do both. We say Nishmas and Nishtabach, and we say Yahalalucha. Different minhagim, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, where to insert the halalucha, follow whatever your God says, it's all good. And we end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehulal Batish Bochis. We drink the fourth cup of wine, and with that we have fulfilled Takonas Derabonon, Mitzvahs Eser Derabonon, to drink four cups of wine on Leila Seda. We finish Halel, we move on to Nilzah, and we start off Chasal Sido Pesach Kil Chosoi. We finished organizing the Pesach as we were supposed to do. K'chol mishpoto v'chulchul kosoi. But we only organized it. We didn't do it. We didn't bring the Kol Pesach. K'asho zochinu l'sadeh roisoi. We organized it so beautifully. K'nizke, we want Hashem la'asoisoi. We want to do it. We want to bring Kol Pesach and eat it. Please Hashem, zoch shuichen moinoi. Bring us back to Yerushalayim Abnuyo in the Beis Hamikdosh. The rest of Nilza, beautiful, beautiful piyutim. It's beyond the scope of this shiur to go through each one. But do yourself a favor. If you don't understand what it's referring to, just say it in English. That's the point, to understand what you're saying. Basically, the first piyut, Vayibach Chatzi HaLailo, is telling us about the many, many things that happened throughout Tanakh, B'Chatzi HaLailo, and Chatzos HaLailo. And then the next piyut, V'Amartem Zevach Pesach, telling us the many things that happened on Pesach throughout Tanakh and throughout history. We praise Hashem with the piyut of Ki Lo Yinoe, Ki Lo Yoe. We ask Hashem to build the Beis HaMikdosh in the piyut of Adir Hu, Yivne Beis HaBikoroiv. We play a number game to keep the kids interested. Echad miyodea, shnai miyodea, going through 1 to 13. You can continue for as many numbers as you know. And we end off with the piyut of chad gadyo, many pirushim what this is referring to. But ultimately, we have a father that bought a goat for his little, for his child, maybe for Afrikaimen or something like that. And then came a cat, ate the goat, came a dog, ate the cat, came a steak, ate the dog, etc., etc. At the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in full control of everything that's happening in this world. Russia's fighting with Ukraine, Iran is fighting with this, and the Hezbollah and Hamas, all the things happening in the world. But also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shochat malach hamoves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping track of everything, and we're in good hands. The best hands. Nothing is out of control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything under control, to the T. In Am Yisrael as a whole, and in your private life also. There's a beautiful minig that many people have, that after Leila Seder, they lain and learn Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is a beautiful love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish nation. And it all started by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we had many ups and downs since, which Shir HaShirim talks about also. But the love never ceased to exist between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his beloved nation, Am Yisrael. I'll end off that the main point of Leila Seder, of Yetzipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to actually say over a story, whether it be to yourself, whether it be to the listeners, your children, whoever's at the Seder. The point is that they should hear a story and understand it. That you should hear a story and understand it. And if you're going to say it in Hebrew, and the words are meaningless, and you're breaking your teeth over the words, then do yourself a favor. Don't do that. Get yourself an English Haggadah and say it in English. By far, you will be mekayim a much greater mitzvah by actually saying over a story that you and the listeners hear and are excited about. And now that we went through the Haggadah, although very quickly, but the basic points, and you see, whatever appears in the Mishnah, that is the main part of the Haggadah. So you could focus on that, and you don't have to break your teeth around the other parts, focus on the main story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we should all be zoiche to be mekayim the mitzvah halayla k'deboi. And of course, this recording by no means is coming to substitute actually going through the Agoda and preparing it by yourself with a pirush, with an English, or whatever pirush you choose to use. Of course, it's very, very important. The more you come prepared to the Agoda, the better experience, the better mitzvah you'll have, and your children and those around you. Wishing all of you a chag kosher v'sameach. We should all be zeichet me'ov yomeinu to eat min hazvochim u'min hapsochim v'Yerushalayim ira b'nuya b'meherov yomeinu.